Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
Waiting. You do it at grocery stores, in traffic, and at the doctor's office. But what if you could skip the wait altogether? Introducing TrustCare Plus, a healthcare membership that makes feeling better even faster. Skip the waiting room and enjoy priority access at any TrustCare clinic. Sick kid? Text your care crew day or night. Get discounts on prescriptions and so much more. Wait no more. Feeling better just got a whole lot faster. Join TrustCare Plus today. Plans start from just $15 a month. Learn more at TrustCareHealth.com/plus.
Roll free record on my count. 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2. Roll A, fade up on A.
Southern Miss to the top. You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour.
Well, let's go. Friday edition of the Super Talk Eagle Hour is on the air around the Super Talk Radio Network, online, wherever you're tuned in. We're glad you're with us. Got a good show for you today as we wrap up another week. Patrick McGee's about to join us from New Orleans, and New Orleans Saints football is about to kick off. We're going to talk to him about that. Ben Smith is the assistant athletic director at William Carey University. He's in the studio with us. They've won another award. And then, of course, we're going to have our farewell to the one and only Andrew Abbedy. And Ben has graciously agreed to stick around for that. And you say there is actually a good story about Andrew you can share with us, Ben?
I think we can make some things up.
Okay.
Yeah, why not?
We'll make it all up. Yeah. Opening segment sponsored by Dickey's Barbecue Pit. And, of course, we're broadcasting from the Southern Bancorp studio here in Hattiesburg, Southern Bancorp, great bank down in Midtown. Patrick McGee's the sports editor of the Times-Picayune down in New Orleans. All right, Patrick, so football is underway already. One NFL quarterback injured and out for several weeks. I understand that happened to the Indianapolis Colts quarterback last night. The Saints played the Chargers this Sunday. Will the quarterback competition start in the first preseason game, or are we not going to see either of the two contenders playing, you think?
Oh, I expect we'll see. They haven't revealed yet how they're going to divvy up the snaps here in the preseason games, but I would expect that we'd see, you know, my anticipation, we see Rattler, Shuck, and Hayner all play on Sunday against the Chargers, but we really won't know until – it may not be until game time, until they kind of give – insight onto that. But yeah, the right now I think everybody's kind of pointing towards Rattler to have a little bit of edge right now as probably the guy to start game one. But Tyler Shuck is, you know, he's still a rookie, still a first year guy, and he's shown glimpses, and he ran with the first team for a good chunk of last night's practice, and seemed fairly, you know, seemed good. But right now he's trying to build a connection with Olave, and if you don't have that, it's kind of hard to expect to throw him out there early in the season.
You know, the Saints, of course, had a Hall of Famer in Drew Brees for so many years. It seems kind of odd now for him not to have a quote-unquote quarterback. Are what we going to say, is this going to be a true quarterback competition for the starting job, or do you think that starting job is Rattler's, for example, since he's coming back?
No, I think, you know, I think we'll this will probably play out for throughout the preseason. I don't even maybe 3 or 4 weeks in the season, unless, you know, Rattler, who, you know, he may get a start. Who knows? You know, Shuck gets it. I think both guys are going to touch the field this season. That's really the only insight I have, is I think we'll probably both see Rattler and Shuck during the course of the season.
Do at least the pieces around them seem promising? I mean, there's tons of examples in NFL history where you had below average quarterbacks look amazing because they've had good O-lines and good skill players. I mean, what's the talk around the rest of the pieces of the offense?
Well, I think there's, you know, you got Shaheed and Olave proven. Can they stay healthy? You got Brandon Cooks you can throw in the mix as somebody that's shown he can be a productive receiver. At running back, you got Kamara. Behind him, I think people are a little bit optimistic that they have options behind him. Edwards-Helaire, Devin Neal, the rookie. I think those are guys that people are anxious to see get the fit. Kendre Miller is still out there in the mix. Whether he makes the team, we don't know. But the offensive line, I think, may make more sense. There's going to be a little bit more depth there, possibly. So I think whoever's at quarterback is going to have a chance to, you know, put some points on the board. Now, I'm not saying they're going to average 30 points a game. I just think they can move it, you know, with the personnel they have. You know, they're kind of lacking in a tight end is one you're kind of concerned about. I mean, Juwan Johnson is really the only guy with any experience right now that's out there practicing. Taysom Hill, Foster Moreau, both injured. So it's, you know, it's, we'll see. I mean, yeah, if the quarterback proves competent, the Saints will be able to score some.
I mean, is Kellen Moore's offense, I mean, I know it's, you probably not won't know this until at least week 4 or 5, or at least have an idea of it, but I mean, is it, does it gel for the pieces that they have? I mean, what's the feeling with that, of how they're settling in with this new offense?
I don't think anybody's doubting that Moore knows what to do with the pieces he has. He, you know, throughout his career, he's shown he can do that. I mean, in Philadelphia last year, he near about had a perfect season as an offensive coordinator. So that's where, you know, kind of the confidence comes from. If either Rattler or Shutt go out there and don't throw average 2 or 3 interceptions a game and turn the ball over, I think this is an offense that can move. Now, the offensive line is not going to be the strong point of this group, but it has, if they stay healthy within that group, say Trevor Penning takes a leap forward at guard and Banks, the new left tackle, rookie out of Texas, if he kind of like steps in and just gets rolling, this can be an okay offensive line, and that's, you know, that's more than what they had a year ago. It seemed as if once one injury hit on the offensive line, just things went south in a hurry. I think maybe they can sustain 1 to 2 injuries on the offensive line and probably be okay.
So you're saying there's hope?
I'm not saying there's. I mean, I'm somebody that thinks you're looking at a team that's, you know, somewhere between 5 and 7 wins, you know. That's probably the most realistic right now. But realistic expectations.
That's high. That's high.
Yeah, I know.
Opinion.
There's a lot of people thinking lower than that. But I mean, I think Moore is probably, there's enough pieces in offense where they're going to score, and defense will be, at the very least, will be competent.
Hey, I know you don't cover them anymore. You're busy down there. But Kelly Sander showed us this week where Vegas has, if you're betting over or under on the number of Southern Miss wins, they have the Golden Eagles at 4.5 wins. If you were a betting man, Patrick, would you be betting over or under on that?
You know, I was actually looking at social media today, and that I think that popped up, and it showed that it was getting a lot of activity from bettors on Southern Miss in the win total. People are expecting them to do better than that. I would, you know, that's a pretty good bet. You know, I would think 6 to 7 wins seem a good possibility for Southern Miss this year. And obviously, if things break the right way, you can do better. But it's kind of hard to be a, you know, it's just so much has gone against Southern Miss in recent seasons, and but I, you know, I don't see how they're not better. I'm not tuned in anywhere near where, you know, Andrew and a lot of other people are, but I would expect them to do better than that.
How did you bet, Andrew?
Oh, I don't. I know better.
Would you go over or under?
I mean, I said yesterday I would take. I think it seems like a sure thing. But now the only sport I could probably really predict is baseball, and I'm usually wrong 90% of the time in football. But
right.
I wanted to ask Patrick, with the Saints being bleh, the Pelicans being awful, is Tulane the only hope to keep New Orleans alive as the sports city they are this year? I mean, they're expected to be pretty dang good.
I don't think anybody's. The mood of the cities has not changed, you know, whether Tulane wins or loses. You know, they've got their community of fans here in New Orleans that are very much interested.
But could they elevate it? You know, like, is this their chance to maybe take on more of that role? I mean, there's, unlike anything I've ever seen growing up in the city, is there a chance for them to maybe get more of a grasp of it? Or is it just...
No, I mean, we'd already be there. We'd already be there. The Tulane won the Cotton Bowl not long ago, and they were in the mix for a CFP bid a year ago. And you've seen support kind of go up, you know, increase for Tulane in the city. You've seen it improve, but, I mean, they were in a pretty poor position for a long time. And, you know, the level of success, they're getting good fan support. But, you know, I think maybe we're seeing in terms of support, things are kind of hitting the ceiling in terms of Tulane. But yeah, they're a talented roster. I mean, they've got, you know, they lost a bunch of important pieces, including their quarterback from a year ago. But they went out and got some guys, and it's kind of hard, you know. They got Retzlaff, however you put, the BYU transfer coming in, but heck, he got here what, 3 weeks ago. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of hard to expect him to just hit the ground running right away. Obviously, but across the board, they're a talented team. But, you know, can they put that all together? I think so. Summerall has proven that he's going to put together a team on the field that's going to compete. So I would expect an 8-9 win season from Tulane.
Can either one of you explain to me how this has happened? Southern Miss used to own Tulane in football.
It's called money.
Money. I mean, so, conference affiliation for Tulane, they got ahead of the ball on that. So, I mean, there's just multiple favors going Tulane's way, but it comes down to money, yes.
It didn't happen overnight at Tulane. I mean, this took 15 years. Yeah. Willie Fritz was like the perfect coach, but the administration mm-hmm. finally got it together. And it's like vice versa happened at Southern Miss for a brief moment in time, too.
Yeah, no question. All right, Patrick, you'll still come on the show when the Saints win the Super Bowl this year. Is that correct?
I'm not taking part in that silliness. So y'all can move on to the next segment.
All right, Patrick. Thanks, buddy. Talk to you next week.
All right. Later, guys.
Patrick McGee from the – so that's silliness, huh, to talk about the Saints and the Super Bowl.
Yeah, I'm going to agree.
Okay. Yeah, and you're a Saints guy, right?
Yeah, unfortunately. Yeah.
All right, when we come back, William Carey wins a lot.
They do, more than the Saints these days.
Yeah, and Ben Smith's the assistant AD, and he's going to take full responsibility for all the success next. Stay with us.
Robinson Electric Supply in Laurel is a wholesaler and distributor that has been powering our community for over 20 years. With everything from conduits to tape, tools to home automation devices, if you can think of it, we supply it. All you need to do is talk us through the project at hand, and we'll ensure you're equipped to get it done right. To get all the electrical supplies you need, visit Robinson Electric at 519 North 13th Avenue or call us at 601-649-1317.
Hey, Southern Miss fans. TrustCare Health is proud to support the Golden Eagles and help keep our community in top shape. Whether you're cheering at the Rock or the Peak, TrustCare has your back with convenient walk-in clinics and top-notch care for your urgent primary and kids' care needs. From game day injuries to everyday health needs, TrustCare is your go-to team. Visit us in Hattiesburg and Laurel, and let's keep the spirit of Southern Miss soaring to the top. Visit TrustCareHealth.com for more details. TrustCare Health. Feel better, faster.
You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour. The Eagle Hour. Southern Miss to the top.
Hey, welcome back. Glad you're with us on a Friday afternoon. Thanks to Patrick McGee down in New Orleans for joining us. MCS Home Center is out of Bellevue. We'll be out there in a couple of weeks, the week before the opening football game. It's a brand new state-of-the-art, beautiful home improvement facility with everything you need for home construction, home remodeling, flooring, painting, lawn and garden care. MCS Home Center, 7329 US 98 West in Hattiesburg. Encourage all of our Eagle Hour listeners to do business with those good folks. And while you're at it, don't forget about the podcast. It's on Apple, Audible, Spotify, Stitcher, TuneIn, YouTube, or you can tell Alexa or Siri to play the Super Talk Eagle Hour. This segment sponsored by Campus Bookmart. As we welcome Assistant Athletic Director of William Carey University, Ben Smith, into the studio. Ben, good to have you here, man. Thanks.
Glad to be here with you guys today.
All right, second year in a row, William Carey wins the highest winning percentage of any athletic department in Mississippi. Kind of lay the groundwork there for us.
All right, so it's based off of sports that keep a win-loss record. At the end of the year, it's all tallied up. And for us, our winning percentage as a department as a whole was 73.8%. Mm-hmm. The next closest was, I think it was Mississippi State at 61.5, and Ole Miss was 61.3.
You don't need to say Southern Miss, as we know it was low this year.
Yeah. You're throwing football and basketball in there, aren't you?
Tough year, but good. This is obviously really good collegiate competition across the state. We've got some really good athletic teams in the state, and we're proud at William Carey of what we've been able to accomplish and trying to figure out a way to keep that rolling.
Well, there's no question William Carey has just enjoyed a ton of winning in the athletic department. Is there any one, two, three secrets to this that have helped you guys enjoy so much success?
I think the first one's always support from administration. Obviously, without that, you don't get the things that you need to have successful teams. And I think the next one would be the longevity of our coaches. I think we've got five coaches on staff that have all been there for over 15 years. They've been able to retain their assistants for the most part. And when you have that kind of continuity year in and year out, and all those people understand the expectations, I think it makes it a lot easier. We're talking about Southern Miss. Southern Miss football is a great example of that. Since Coach Bauer, how many head coaches have we had at USM since then? Mm-hmm. And it's hard to sustain winning, I think, when you've got a lot of changes going on in your department.
Right. You got two in particular, your baseball coach and your basketball coach, both in their respective sports, the winningest coaches in state history.
Right.
Now, Coach Knight has told me before that means he's just coached a long time. I think there's a lot more to it than that.
That's the same thing Coach Alford says.
Yeah, but, I mean, how unusual would that be to have your basketball and baseball coach, what, both there 20-plus years?
More than that, more than 30. Coach Alford actually just finished his 40th season. Mm-hmm. I think Coach Knight's probably about the same, mm-hmm. 40, 41 years. So, obviously being there a long time helps that. But it's not like they got these records winning 10, 12 games a year. You know, basketball teams perennially winning 20 games. Baseball's winning 35 to 40 every year. Well, so
Bobby's only had one losing season.
Yes.
Is that right?
Post-COVID, wasn't it?
No, it was right before COVID, and I don't want to talk about that.
But still, in, right. in 39 years to have one which was only like a game or two.
Right. And I'll tell you what happened. We talked about some eligibility stuff earlier. We got behind the eight ball that year. We had some players that didn't clear eligibility at the beginning of the season. And we started out the season like 3-7, I think. Mm-hmm. And we just never could climb out of the hole.
And for context, I mean, Carey operates out of the trimesters, so you guys right. have different eligibility you're getting out of that, so right. have had eligibility requirements that are different than what most – probably all the other schools in the state are dealing with, which is kind of makes it more remarkable.
You know, some sports would have to recertify eligibility twice during their season.
That's crazy.
And that was tough sometimes because, like, we could have we'll just use baseball as an example. We could have a baseball player that was eligible for the winter trimester, which was about October through February. And he could play in, you think, the first 10 to 12 games. But then if he failed a class during that winter trimester, he'd miss the rest of the season. Or vice versa, you could have him ineligible for the first 10 or 12 games, but then eligible for the rest of the season. So it was tough. But this year, this is the first time, I think, since the mid-90s that we're going back to a semester system.
What made them do that?
That's a question above my pay grade. Okay. Not sure. I'm glad, though. I think the trimester was something unique to be able to get students because you could take more hours in a year, and I think that was appealing to people toward graduating sooner. Mm-hmm. But I think being in the semester system kind of gets us kind of back streamlined with everybody else.
I mean, it's what there is the argument of it's what everybody else does.
Right.
Keeps everybody on pace. But,
right.
I mean, but it's not just those sports. I mean, it's men's soccer, women's soccer, men and women's track. I mean, volleyball is not that old, and they seem to figure it out pretty quickly.
Set a school record last year, 29 wins last volleyball season, first time they'd ever made it to the final side of the NAIA tournament. So.
And women's basketball has been tremendous.
I mean, they went undefeated in the regular season last year, right?
Right, went 25-0 in the regular
with
season.
Also, and I know every team's got its fair share, but I would argue women's basketball probably has the highest percentage of local kids within – four counties of here.
Yes, I would say so. I think women's basketball and probably then men's basketball and baseball kind of right there. Softball's mm-hmm. another one that has a lot of local kids.
Yeah. But I think maybe with the exception of one or two, like, or maybe just out of state, I mean, that team is loaded with Mississippi kids.
Right.
And a lot of them from PCS, Lamar Christian, and they've had their fair share of Hattiesburg and Laurel players. I mean, they hit them. Tracy, traditionally, he's not there. He's not the coach anymore. It's Jessica Garriga,
yes.
Which longtime assistant, played there, and I'm sure she'll probably pick it up right where it left off. And, but, I mean, and, it's fun to watch when it's local people doing it.
Right, and I think the last several years, Coach Garriga is kind of the ones that were recruiting most of those girls anyway. Mm-hmm. She was kind of the recruiting coordinator, if you would. So I don't expect to see any kind of trend that's, that isn't the same.
And she's from Hancock, right?
She is.
So, like, you've got Jay, who's from the, Jay Ladner from that same area. Right. Joy Lee McNellis is from, was from that area. She's from that area. Like, there's something about that area of
basketball.
That, yeah, it's basketball country for Hattiesburg. I don't know why, but it's,
and you know, Coach Garrig actually, she played at USM.
Yeah, that's
and
right.
Transferred
yeah.
to Cary. So,
yeah. All right, Ben, I got a question. I've been dying to ask you since you got here. I cover every year. We go cover the scrimmage game in basketball. Men and women, Southern Miss, William Carey's, big hit. We have five great baseball programs in Mississippi, Delta State, William Carey, and obviously the three Division I schools. What about some exhibition baseball where it doesn't count, it's just for fun, between the Crusaders and the Golden Eagles in the next couple of years?
I would love for that to happen. You know,
you should get Oz on here right now. Yes. Put him on the spot.
We want to call him? I would have to get Coach Alford on too. You know, years and years ago, we used to play during the regular season, and it was always good competition. And and then we got to, you know, the RPI stuff came out, and they had to shut down the regular season games. But we used to play some fall scrimmages. But then the eligibility thing came into play. We had to change some ways that that our players were certified. And, you know, we couldn't go over there and miss six starters and stay on the field. Not many teams could. So we cut that out. But I think now, going back to semesters, I would love to see those two teams play at least a fall game.
You want to schedule something right now? Can we get Oz on the
put,
phone?
Put a call out to Southern Miss baseball fans.
If I could, I'd do it right now.
Now you guys have been doing a turkey challenge every year.
No, it was deer.
Or deer challenge. I'm sorry, deer hunting challenge.
We did, for two years, a deer hunting challenge between our baseball teams. Who could kill, you know, the most big bucks?
Who won those?
Oh, William Carey. Because I was.
Is
in,
that right?
Yeah, Slade Wilkes was the heart and soul of Southern Miss's team, if I remember correctly.
Yeah. It was actually Coach Barry started that. He killed a nice buck during a velvet season a few years ago, and
of course,
and he went on social media. Somebody filmed him. Because I didn't even go hunting that weekend. I said, it's too hot, I'm not going. And he made this video about you can't kill them from your house. You got to get out there and brave the elements and this and that. And I said, well, I tell you what, let's have a competition. So we did like a 9 versus 9, you know, to represent baseball. And our guys had a lot of fun with it, and theirs did too. So it was good, friendly competition. But I don't have a problem saying William Carey won that 2 years in a row.
I'm sure you, isn't it remarkable the baseball between the two universities here in one town?
It is. It's great for the city of Hattiesburg.
Oh, yeah.
I know it brings in a lot of excitement to the town. It brings in a lot of money to the town. And
no question.
And I hope that stays that way.
And you guys played the Shuckers a couple of times and almost beat them 1 year, didn't
you? We did. There was 1 year that I was really upset when we left because I thought we should have won. and then everybody's like, man, you can't expect to beat a double-A team. I said, I expect to beat everybody every time I go play. But that was a lot of fun to go down there. That started after the tornado hit campus. They did it as a fundraiser mm-hmm. for us. And then, you know, we played them, you know, just as a preseason game for them a couple times. Yeah. Really good experience for our guys.
All right. Well, congratulations to all your athletic department and all your athletes and the coaches over there. We're going to ask you to stick around.
Good.
We're down to the last 30 minutes here with Mr. Abity, and even show hosts from other towns asked me about him today. So we're gonna do an Andrew Abity section next.
Oh boy.
Is that good with you, Ben?
Oh, this will be fun.
Have you come up with something positive? Because we've researched all week, and we're just,
oh gosh,
I think we're good.
We're falling short. We'll be right back.
Southern Miss to the top.
To the top.
You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour.
All right, welcome back. Super Talk Eagle Hour Friday edition on the road. We appreciate you joining us today. This segment sponsored by 4th Street Bar and Grill right there in the shadow of the rock. Be a great place to go get a good meal tonight. Catch all the ball games over the weekend. Enjoy the camaraderie and some cold drinks. And always the fun. Fun place to be, 4th Street Bar and Grill. Or you can go to Mo Bay Beignet, order up some fresh beignets there at 2902 Hardy Street in Hattiesburg, and get some great coffees to go with it. And that'd be a good combination, Andrew. Lunch at 4th Street and desserts at Mo Bay Beignet.
I mean, what more can you ask for?
You couldn't disagree, could you?
Nope.
All right, Ben, I'm glad you're here with us today. This will be the official last 20 minutes that Andrew Abadie participates in the Eagle Hour.
Oh, final act of sports anything in
so
Hattiesburg.
How are you feeling today, Mr. Abadie?
It hit me more in the beginning of the week. Now it's like I'm trying to just get through the move, you know. Mm-hmm. I'm still packing and all that fun stuff, but mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, like when I got here in 2016 as a wide-eye freshman, I never thought I would be happy to say I did 9 years here and could have kept going if, you know, things had lined up the way you'd like to. But mm-hmm. You know, it's the classic case of if I made enough, I would probably never leave. I think a lot, I've said that a lot to a lot of people, and so many times people are like, I completely get it. And but yeah, it's bittersweet to leave. I'm gonna miss it. I know I'm gonna be paying attention.
Yeah, well, let me share this with you. I was invited to be on a Macomb sports talk show this morning called Chasing Foul Balls. Robbie Hamilton, Neil Randall, and Reese Nunnery are the three hosts of that show. We were talking about Southern Miss, but they were very, very familiar with the Eagle Hour, and they were very familiar with you and your writing, and reminded me that a tough void to fill. So your reputation spread beyond Hattiesburg, it seems.
Well, you know, I can't speak on that too much. I was just grateful to have a really good group of guys that were here when I was coming up that I got to learn from. Kamel Petro, who used to have my job, Jason Munns, you know, even, you know, Heath Hinton when he was working at WMXI, and, you know, tons of people at USM through the years. Chuck Cook, who was a great professor. He's retired now. And I know I'm leaving people off. Even my buddy Taylor Curette, who was at WDAM for a long time with me, he hung it up earlier this year and got out of the biz. But, you know, there's a lot of people I got to learn from. That's just here. There's tons more throughout the state that I know. Rick, the Clevelands, my gosh, they kind of took me under their wing with trying to know the lay of the land. You know, Alan Hinton, who was a longtime sports editor out here, would help me out with the old-time stories. I mean, it's not me. I don't want to say it was me, but I was fortunate to have a lot of people, even freelancers, people who would do stuff free for me to be able to do things the way I wanted to at the level I wanted to. I always wanted to give this place the big paper feel, the big city paper feeling in a town like this, because, I mean, they love sports here.
But let me throw this out real quick. This was just sent to me, and I know you covered this guy. I want to get this on there. Landon Harper, former Golden Eagle. Mm-hmm. Throws a complete shutout game last night for the Columbus Clingstones, and the first time in that team's history that a pitcher has done that. So he's doing
fun news and notes.
Well.
Yeah, he's a good guy.
Yeah. All right, Ben. Were you able to rack your brain and come up with something positive about Andrew?
Sure. Yes, but before I do, I was thinking about something. You were talking about all the people that you have learned from and that have poured into you. Also, you kind of came to Hattiesburg at a good time for sports. You think about all the high school football teams and baseball teams and softball and volleyball,
yeah,
and all those things,
yeah,
in this area that have been so successful over the last few years. And now while you've had to run around, I mean,
you know, yeah,
I know. We talk regular and it's like this guy never sleeps. But, you know, you kind of hit it at a good time for athletics in this area, and that had to have helped.
That and the, you know, the catch 22, or the bittersweet part of it, is media has receded here drastically through the years. And, you know, that coupled with that, I think has, I don't want to say helped, but I think played a role. At least I wanted to make sure this place got what it deserved. But I thought those two, that is 100% true. I mean, this year in high school baseball, every team had a winning record.
Right.
I was about to pull my hair out. But yeah, it's true. And then you look at all the colleges here. I mean, people care. And that's the nice thing about like a community here. I mean, they want coverage. They need, and I think they need and deserve it as well as any place, but you know, it's a sports hungry town. It's been fun.
And let's be totally honest with what was really the catalyst in your success was the outdoor column each week.
Well, yeah. So fun story about Ben. Ben was my outdoor columnist. And actually, we used to have Phil DeFatta, who did it for a long time, and he just kind of hung it up. And I had them briefly for like maybe 6 months. And I was like, dang, man, I'm going to lose this. And then Ben kind of kept it perfectly. And it's been fun to watch your stuff. Pinstripes to Camo. Shout out.
I appreciate it. And I've enjoyed doing it. And for everybody listening, I'm really appreciative of you because you were the first person that gave me an opportunity to have a column. And so without that, I'd probably just be, you know, fishing with nothing to write about still. Well, so appreciate it.
It's good stuff. Bob should read it.
I will. Yeah, I will. I didn't realize y'all had that history together.
Yeah.
And I don't lie too much in there. Most of the time I tell the truth.
But that's the point of being a hunter, is that you do lie. Like, that's part of it.
That and being a fisherman, yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
Fishermen are the most notorious liars in the world, right?
Absolutely. Next to journalists.
Huh?
Next to journalists.
Yeah. Well, you're right about that. So as you pull out Tuesday, what will be uppermost on your mind about your career here?
Oh, man. I don't know. I've learned probably just how much I've learned, and I was fortunate to be around so many good people. You know, it's funny. So after I graduated, or right when I was graduating college, I did things weird. I got a job before I graduated, basically, and I took a job in Iowa. And I don't want to knock where I was working at in Iowa, but my boss was great, but Iowa was not for me. And, you know, Pine Belt came calling. It was a different, much different leadership. The current leadership's way better with my publisher, Christina Pierce. But, you know, they came calling, and I was so grateful to be back in Hattiesburg. And, you know, the second kind of go around, even though I was gone for 6 months, I just appreciated this place
right
more and more every year. And I got to tell some great stories that needed to be told. And like I said, I was fortunate to not only have people willing to help me, but you know, people that let me learn from them, and people let me kind of do the job right the way it's supposed to be. Not just, you know, media is changing, and I got to kind of do it the old school way, and mm-hmm. mixed with the new. And to me, it was rewarding journalism. It was rewarding mm-hmm. work. I don't know if people liked it, but I enjoyed it. And you know, there's countless photographers, countless freelance writers that I could spend an entire 10 minutes thanking. But yeah, I mean, honestly, just I was so fortunate to be around so many good people. Shout out to the Southern Miss Sports Information staff, as well as Pearl River and Jones, and Ben has helped me a great deal at Cary through the past few years. Jack Duggan and his crew do a great work, and I mean, they're old school and they're fair. And you know, I was fortunate to be around good media people too. Like, I mean, you know, I've been really fortunate. I've had great coaches too. I've never really mm-hmm. had a problem with a coach outside of maybe one. So for one in 5 years, I'd say is a pretty good run. So mm-hmm.
Did you want to name that coach before you left?
No.
Okay. I thought I'd give you the opportunity. You
know? No, I'm not going to do that. I'll tell you off air. But if anybody knows me, they could probably take a wild guess. But not to dig up skeletons. But seriously, though, like the fact that I never had a real problem with a high school coach, the big coaches at USM and Cary and Pearl River, like I've had been very, very fortunate to have great relationships with people. And that has, I think, a testament more to living here than the biz. Cause I know in a lot of places it's not like that.
Yeah, it's funny you say that about Hattiesburg. Larry Fedora said the same thing to us earlier this year, that once you're here, you know, earlier this week, I said, once you're here, it becomes a part of you. And it's just a really special place. My wife and I, and years ago, experienced just what you said. You know, I finished school. We were gone for about a year. And the entire time, we tried to work our way back here. And then when we sold our businesses 15 years ago, we immediately moved back here. What is it about this place?
Well, I think for me, it's just been watching it grow, kind of like how you talked about. I mean, the part of the reason that all these high schools are winning now is because, I mean, Hattiesburg has exploded since I first moved here. I mean, it's so different. I think that's at least part of it for me. You know, this place has, it's got a brilliant charm to it. And that's, I don't know. There's just a great feel. This, but people care. And you kind of – people care, and there's a big sense of community. It's just small enough. It's just big enough. It's got the, like, kind of perfect middle road. I don't know. I mean, it's just got a nice charm to it that once you kind of get embedded in it, it's hard to leave.
That's kind of how I've always thought of Hattiesburg. It was – you know, I grew up in Laurel for the most part, and we always thought of Hattiesburg as like, oh, that's the big city. and then you get here, and you're like, well, it's not that big. It's kind of just right.
It's about perfect size.
It really is.
Yeah, it really is. All right, you've got one more segment left
before
you leave this high-paying job here.
You still Ben, time to give me a nice bonus, Bob.
Ben, can you stick around? And
I can stay as long as you
we'll
guys need me.
The Bon Voyage here in just a few minutes.
That works.
We'll be right back.
Robinson Electric Supply in Laurel is a wholesaler and distributor that has been powering our community for over 20 years. With everything from conduits to tape, tools to home automation devices, if you can think of it, we supply it. All you need to do is talk us through the project at hand, and we'll ensure you're equipped to get it done right. To get all the electrical supplies you need, visit Robinson Electric at 519 North 13th Avenue or call us at 601-649-1317.
Hey, Southern Miss fans. TrustCare Health is proud to support the Golden Eagles and help keep our community in top shape. Whether you're cheering at the Rock or the Peak, TrustCare has your back with convenient walk-in clinics and top-notch care for your urgent primary and kids' care needs. From game day injuries to everyday health needs, TrustCare is your go-to team. Visit us in Hattiesburg and Laurel, and let's keep the spirit of Southern Miss soaring to the top. Visit TrustCareHealth.com for more details. TrustCare Health. Feel better faster.
The Eagle Hour, Southern Miss to the top.
Hey, DBAT sponsors the last segment of our program every day. State-of-the-art baseball, softball training facility down on Hardy Street. Great place for adults, too. They have all kinds of really qualified trainers can help you be the best in your sport, no matter what that may be. Pine Belt News, now without Andrew Abbedy, but it's still a great place to keep you informed, a great source of news and sports coverage in the Hattiesburg area, as is their signature magazine. $35 a year for an in-home subscription, $55 annually if you live out of Forest and Lamar counties. And Dima Mixon has replaced you, so he's assuming the obligations you have for cutting grass and stuff this summer for the subscribers.
It's all Dima's problem now.
Dima Mixon, yeah, is the... the replacement, right?
Correct.
He's on the job, and you're off the job. And
correct.
You're headed out when, Andrew?
Sunday, the U-Haul gets loaded up. I hit the road Monday. And then I've written a couple things, but by Thursday, I'll be full-blown Florida Gator coverage.
All right. Now, Ben, I don't want to be too nice to him before he leaves because I have a reputation of being a jerk to keep up. But, you know, Andrew caught my eye a couple of years ago when I started reading some of his stuff, and I'd see him at ball games and stuff. So when the opening came up here, it was really kind of a no-brainer for me to reach out to him because I really have admired how diligent he covered sports here in the Delta. I mean, in the Delta, in the Pine Belt. And having watched the newspaper industry change in so many ways and watching how the Hattiesburg American just virtually dropped its coverage of local sport, I just felt like the job – that he was doing was important and well done.
Absolutely.
And that's why we asked him to come on the show. But your thoughts, I'm sure you agree with me.
Oh, I absolutely agree with that. And more than just the job he's done, I think he's part of the reason the Hattiesburg American doesn't cover sports here like they used to, because they can't keep up with him. That's been my thought.
Well, since I technically work for the company that owns the American, I can't quite comment.
Yeah, you don't need to say it.
I did make a joke to the guy who is kind of in charge of the sports coverage, and I go, "Aren't you glad I'm joining you guys now? You don't have to worry about me beating you all the time."
So,
how many awards? Just off the, I'm just kind of putting you on the spot. How many awards has at least the sports portion of the newspaper won in the last several years?
Since I've been there, I think we've won Best Sports Section 3 times,
yeah.
Best Magazine 2-3 times, and then, you know, we also get the national attention from the Associated Press of Sports Editors. Our magazine was recognizing that every year. I've been doing it. And, you know, that's not just, you know, the sports section is not just judged on my writing. It's judged on, you know, Crystal Gordon, who helped me time to time lay it out, the other writers, the photographers. I mean, it's all of it. It's not just me. And I always took the most pride in that when I, and honestly, we swept it this year in terms of magazine and sports section and the Mississippi Press Association. I was actually really proud of that. So I'm totally bragging.
Well, clearly the fact that you've taken this job in Gainesville tells us the newspaper industry remains alive, correct?
Yeah, it's just different. I mean, it's weird. Like, the news side at the Gainesville Sun, I will never probably ever interact with. Like, mm-hmm. I answer to a completely different set of editors in the sports world. It's definitely a strange layout it's going to take me a minute to get used to, but it's different. You know, Pine Belt News is, you could call it ma and pa owned to a certain degree.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, this company I'll be working for, it's USA Today, so it's much different. So in some ways, yeah, they're working. I think we're going to keep seeing print media evolve and change, and that there's no slowing down of that.
And you're not going to start wearing blue and orange, are you, Andrew?
No, I don't think I'll be wearing. Well, although I guess I could, but out of principle, I don't think I can wear black and gold. But I will mm-hmm. be. Although I'm wearing black right now, but. Mm-hmm. I will definitely be keeping my eye on the Golden Eagles and a variety of sports, just maybe out of obsession at this point. But,
Ben, wait till February rolls around.
Oh, no.
Yeah, he'll be doing the Gator Chomp, and he'll know all the fight songs and everything else.
Oh, my goodness,
else.
And he'll be missing Golden Eagle baseball.
Yeah, I will
William
miss.
William Carey baseball.
I will miss baseball here. There's no doubt about that. You know, that's another reason why I think it's worked out so well. Like, this place eats, sleeps baseball. Particularly high school and college, and that's my two favorite sports to cover.
Well, I was thinking when you said think about February when it rolls around, I'm thinking about basketball season for him because Florida basketball is going to be really exciting.
That's going to be peak. Yeah, we'll see. Yeah. I haven't covered basketball mm-hmm. games of that level. Well, it's probably
they have a very charming baseball coach too. You'll get to know.
So they tell me. But you know, I want to say, thanks to you and Kelly for having me on. This was fun. I've got to scratch the radio itch again, and this was a wonderful opportunity. I wish I could have kept doing it.
Well, we wish you could too, but we're happy for you, and I know Ben is happy for you. We're all happy. All of us that know you are happy for you, but I got to tell you this as we exit out of the show. You've been a tremendous, tremendous contributor to the show, and I'm very grateful to you for all that you've added to the program.
Well, thanks, Bob. Ben, thank you again for helping me out through the years, and more importantly, I want to thank the listeners and readers. You guys helped me, so thank you.
All right, we'll be back Monday. Thanks for listening, everybody. Ben, thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
Until next time, Southern Miss to the top. Into the future.
Waiting. You do it at grocery stores, in traffic, and at the doctor's office. But what if you could skip the wait altogether? Introducing TrustCare Plus, a healthcare membership that makes feeling better even faster. Skip the waiting room and enjoy priority access at any TrustCare clinic. Sick kid? Text your care crew day or night. Get discounts on prescriptions and so much more. Wait no more. Feeling better just got a whole lot faster. Join TrustCare Plus today. Plans start from just $15 a month. Learn more at TrustCareHealth.com/plus.
A SuperTalk Mississippi Media Production.